Well, what a privilege it is to be at this wonderful carol service. Fantastic music from the choir and the orchestra in this stunning building. It's the first time I've been here. And if you weren't feeling Christmassy when Will asked you that at the beginning of the service, I'm sure that we all are now. I'm just going to take a few minutes to help us to reflect on what we've been listening to in the readings, what we've been singing in the carols. I just want to give you four words that make up a profound phrase that really sums up what the heart of the Christmas message is. God is with us. Or more personally, God is with you. And we hear that most clearly sounding in the message of the angel to the shepherds, where we heard read earlier, "Do not be afraid. For I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." I think I'm drawn to the shepherds because I think they get a raw deal in the Christmas story. I don't know if you've been to a nativity play this Christmas or if you remember being in one or your children being in one, but the shepherds is not the dream job of the nativity. Mary and Joseph are the top jobs. They get their own costumes, the speaking parts. If not them, then maybe the angel Gabriel or an angel. You get all the tinsel, you get your fairy wings out. Or if you are a king, you get fancy headwear and a lovely gift to parade around. If you're a shepherd, you get a tea towel on your head, and if you're lucky, a dressing gown. It reminds me of one particular nativity when I was vicar, and we'd had the nativity play. All the children were on the stage, and they were going to sing the last two carols. The first one was Away in a Manger. And there was a little boy just at the front who was undeterred from being a shepherd, and he was going to sing Away in a Manger with the rest of the children, and this was going to be his big moment. So he stands up, he puffs his chest out, his chin's right out, and he blasts out Away in a Manger. It wasn't beautiful, it was powerful, it wasn't quite the moment we were looking for, but he took his moment. And then we're going to come to the final carol, which was Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It is the carol to have as a finale of any nativity or carol service, and we're going to have that this evening. Now, there's some trickier lines in Hark the Herald. And for a little shepherd boy, he didn't really quite get them all. And he came to one particular one, and we're going to sing it later on. And that says, God and sinners reconciled. Really tricky language. But he was undeterred because he belted out, God and sinners dressed in style. God and sinners dressed in style. Well, on that first Christmas, there were no players in that first Christmas story that were dressed in style. Mary and Joseph have traveled for days and are exhausted. They land in a borrowed space where the animals are kept in a home. And when Mary gives birth to the Christ child, she lays him in a cattle trough in a manger. And then, as God sends angels to announce the birth of his son on earth, he chooses to do it to some shepherds. And they're out on the hillside, they're amongst their normal jobs in the midst of all that they had to do. They are not they are not the dream jobs. They are on the margins of society. They're the people that people look down on. And yet God chose them to announce the birth of his son. The angel comes to them and says, I have good news for you that will bring great joy to everyone. And as Luke records these words for us, I think he's doing that because he wants us to hear these words, and not just the shepherds, because they're not just for the shepherds, they're for everyone. And I think that the reason that God announces it to the shepherds is he wants us to know that the good news of his son being born to the on the earth is not just for the elite, it's not just for the exclusive ones or even the religious people, it's for everyone. And if he can announce it to shepherds, if the shepherds can get it, then everybody's included. No one is excluded from this good news by being too poor or insignificant or unattractive. This is for everyone. God is telling us that he is with us and his good news is for you and for me. Then the angels say that the sign that what they're telling is the truth is that these shepherds will find a baby wrapped in cloths in a manger. What a strange sign that a baby would be put in a cattle trough. But they go off to investigate and they go down to Bethlehem and there they find the Christ child in the manger. And they come back full of praise at what they'd seen, Luke says. What has changed in that moment? How can this baby be good news to these shepherds? I think that what happens for them is that they look into that manger and they realize God is bringing his salvation. He is coming to rescue them, and he's a God not at a distance, but a God who's coming into their lives, into the mess of their lives, and making himself known to them in a way that is accessible even to people like them so that they can know him. And again, for us today, as we look with those shepherds at the baby in the manger, as we remember the Christmas story, the message is God is with you. He wants to come into the mess of our lives today. In all that we're facing, the shepherds were living in politically very insecure times with the Romans oppressing them. They were insecure in their jobs. They had all of their mess. We have so much around us. And the message to us is the same. God is stepping into our lives. He wants us to know him through Jesus Christ. After Neil Armstrong walked on the moon in July 1969, President Richard Nixon came and made a statement about that incredible moment in which he said, "The greatest moment in history happened when man first put his foot on the moon." But later, another astronaut who was a Christian, Hale Irwin, responded to this and said, "The most significant achievement of our age is not that man stood on the moon, but rather that God in Christ stood on the earth." The angel said that good news was that there would be great joy for everyone because God had come into this world in a way that we could all know him. And then finally, the angel said, "Today a Savior has been born to you, and he will be called Christ the Lord." A Savior, what does that mean? Well, we're back at God and sinners, not dressed in style, but reconciled. That word reconciled means God and people being brought back into relationship. That's what Jesus came to do. He was a Savior. How did he save those shepherds? Well, nothing had changed in their circumstances. Everything remained the same around them. They went back to their shepherding. But everything had changed because they knew that God was with them. He loved them and had come to rescue them in the midst of their lives. For us today, in our broken and messy world, we long for God to change so much of what is around us. And he cares for that. But just like with those shepherds, the salvation he wants to bring is within our lives, within our hearts, that comes from a knowledge of his love for us and that he is with us. And for those of us who will turn to Jesus Christ and invite him into our lives, the salvation that he offers us is the forgiveness of a fresh start that he's won for us. Not only did he humble himself in a manger, but he humbled himself and went to the cross for us, to die for us, and then rose again so that we would know that he defeated death. The salvation he offers is peace in the midst of anxiety and insecurity. Hope Oh, we need hope at the end of such a tough couple of years. Strength for the battles and the journey that still lies ahead. Healing in the midst of sickness. The potential for change where we know we need to change and we've made mistakes. Significance and purpose that comes from knowing that God does love us and He does have a purpose for our lives. This is what comes from knowing that God was in Jesus coming into the world. An invisible God made visible. An unknowable God made knowable because He came in a way that we could know Him in the midst of our lives. The shepherds went back with joy because they knew that God was with them. They received that salvation. In 2011, the Queen spoke about this passage in her Christmas message. She said, Jesus was born into a world full of fear. The angels came to frighten shepherds with a message of hope. And she said, although we are capable of great acts of kindness, history teaches us that we are sometimes need saving from ourselves, from our recklessness or our greed. God sent into the world a unique person, neither a philosopher nor a general, important though they are, but a savior with the power to forgive. And in the last verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem, there is a prayer, she said. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. It's my prayer, she said, that on this Christmas day we may all find time for the message of the angels and for the love of God through Christ our Lord. This is the good news of the Christmas story. God is with us. He's with you. And He can save us and transform us if we will welcome Him in. Origen, who was one of the first Christian teachers, said, what good does it do me if Christ was born in Bethlehem once, if He is not born again in my heart through faith? So we're going to hold a moment of quiet now as I finish. And in that space, I encourage you just to reflect that God is with us, not physically in a manger, but by His Spirit. And if we choose to, in the words of that carol that we've sung, He will come into our life and save us if we will welcome Him in. You may not be ready to do that, and I encourage you to do what the shepherds did, which is to go and investigate. And Will will say something about how to do that later on. But if you are ready to do that, I encourage you in the silence just to say, Lord, please come and save me. And then after the quiet, we're going to pray together the first part of that last verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem, which is on page 3 of your service sheet. So find your service sheet and then let's just be quiet. For God is here with us, and He's ready to enter into our hearts. And now let us pray together. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. Amen.